Simin Tof Reish Pei Zayin. These are some straightforward halachos that are well known to people. They're not the Tof Reish Pei Zayin. It's not the razzle dazzle different shitas halacha lemaisa here in Yerushalayim. But let's just go through the even the most basic halachas. Sometimes people only want to hear what the fascinating dunim are today, but you got to know what the basic mechaber and the ramah and the basic psakim, even if there are no fascinating dunim. These are all based on gemaras. That zap dehelegim mechaber chayiv adam likros hamegillah balayla lelachzor l'shanoisa b'yoyim. There's a chiyuv to have mikra megillah both balayla and b'yoyim. In Siv Beis, the Mechaber tells us, "Mivatlan Talmud Torah l'shma Mikra Megillah." Kavachom l'shar mitzvah shabbaterish shekulam nidach mipnei Mikra Megillah. So ostensibly, the simple reading of the Mechaber is that all mitzvahs are mevutal keneged Mikra Megillah. She'en l'chadavar shnitcha Mikra Megillah v'pnei. Excuse me. She'en l'chadavar shnitcha Mikra Megillah mipanav. Chutz mi meis mitzvah she'en loy koivrim, shapageh boy koivrim, t'chil v'achakaf koivrim. So the simple reading of the Mechaber is that if you have a meis mitzvah, so then meis mitzvah comes first, but every other mitzvah is nitcha b'fnei mikra megillah. However, the Ramah qualifies a few of the Mechaber statements. V'chol zeh lo mayri el b'di'ika shos asu shteyen. The whole halacha of the mechaber only applies if there's time to do both mitzvahs. Avul im iyef shalasu shtein ein shum mitzvah d'arais nitches mipnei mikra megillah. So the Ramah qualifies that the whole time that the mechaber said this is only if there's time to be mekayim both mitzvahs. But if you could be mekayim, you could only be mekayim mikra megillah or a mitzvah d'araisa. So then, in such a case, the mitzvah d'araisa comes first. However, halacha lemaisa, it seems that even in the world of Ashkenaz, we follow the psak and the mechaber and not what the Ramah quotes from the Ram. Because the Mishnah Berurah says, v'ayim b'taz she'evi b'shem marshal v'bach, and he also quotes this in the Gra, detamid mikra megillah kodim mishum persumei nisa. Obviously, if this was drush and not practical halacha, there's a lot to say in terms of drush. Halacha lemaisa in Ashkenaz as well, then mikra megillah would come first before a mitzvah d'oraisa. Would come before a mitzvah d'oraisa, even though it's a din d'rabbanan, and the drush is because of persumei nisa. Because of persumei nisa, that's going to come first. So Mikra Megillah always comes first. The Poskim do point out, the Prima Godim says the following. Prima Godim says, but what happens if you're able to be Mekayim both? So let's say you have a mitzvah d'araisa of chesed. We're not talking about meis mitzvah right now. So then the Prima Godim says, or any other mitzvah d'araisa, so then in such a case you fulfill the mitzvah d'araisa. So the time that you choose Mikra Megillah before the other mitzvahs d'oraisa, obviously talking about aseis, not los aseis, but when we're talking mitzvahs asei, so that's only if there isn't enough time, so then the minig in Ashkenaz is to follow the simple reading of the Gemara, and that is that you'll be mevatel akum mitzvah d'oraisa for Mikra Megillah. The one exception continues the Mishnah Berurah, even though this is not also the simple reading of the Ramah, is Meis Mitzvah. If it's a Meis Mitzvah, so then in such a case, when it comes to Meis Mitzvah, then Meis Mitzvah is always going to come first, because that's based on the simple reading of the Gemara, is that Meis Mitzvah is always going to come first, if you're not able to be Mekayim both. So Meis Mitzvah is Docha Mikra Megillah, bottom line, Meis Mitzvah is Docha Mikra Megillah, everything else is not even a Kiyum D'Oraisa. Let's take a look at Simin Tof Reish Pei Ches. Here we get into very practical, fascinating diunim here in Yerushalayim. Krochim amukafim chomos mimos Yeshua ben Nun, afilon einon mukafim achshav, korim b'tesvav. If you have areas that were walled from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, even if they don't have walls, so then you read on tesvav, imein b'chutz laretz v'afilu ein b'em asar batlonim. V'hu shehuka v'acha kach yoshav. It needs to be that the walls were there before, and the Mishnah Berurah says, we assume that most cities that we know had a wall was hukaf v'acha kach yoshav, and because there are many Rishonim who even hold that as long as they had in mind to put the walls there, then that's going to be enough. Siv Beis. V'chein akfarim anirim imahim. Afilu einam smuchim kigon shein ba'ar. O shesmuchim em afilu einam nirim em kigon shu be'emek.
So the simple halacha is the following. Now many of the poskim point out that this is unique in halacha. Normally when an ear is defined as an ear, it's those things that are halachically in the city. However, here we have a concept of samuch v'nir. Anything that is within a mil of the city or could see the city, so then in such a case is considered samuch v'nira, and therefore it has the din of a krach that's walled and one reads b'tesvav. There were fascinating diyunim here in Yerushalayim or HaKodesh about as our great city began to expand, how to look at the areas. For example, Ramot, the area of Ramot, does not qualify as Samuch V'nira. So there was a big, big, big discussion how one does Mikra Megillah in a place like Ramot. Do you keep 2 days? Misafek? Is it Tezvav? There was some poskim who said it's Yudalit. So our tradition from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was quite a chiddush. Rav Shlomo Zalman said quite a chiddush. Many poskim were bothered by it, but I think many today follow this psak. Rav Shlomo Zalman said that when it comes to this area of halacha, at least this area of halacha, a city is defined by its connection to the municipality. Now that's quite a chiddush. He said, therefore, since the city of Ramot gets its services from Yerushalayim, it has a din Yerushalayim, even though technically it's not considered by the raw rules of a samuch v'nira. However, there were many, many disagree. Here in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah, they quote that the Vadatz Eda Charedis, that in Tavshin Mem Beis, said that you should read on Yudalit, not Tezvav. Shevet Alevi also wrote this. Then the Shevet Alevi in Shnas Tavshin Nun Ches. In other words, if you have the Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner, his Chelek Vav edition, the truth is here you see Mamish the Halacha developing. In Chelek Vav, he says that in Ramot they should read on Yudalit. That's earlier, before Shnas Tavshin Nun Ches. In Chelek Yud, he says that that Ramot has become more connected to more and more neighborhoods, and therefore he says now already they should read be yudalit be bracha and be tesvav below be bracha. The Rav Yashiv also seems to have also originally had said that it was yudalit, if I'm not mistaken, then eventually had said that the halacha is tesvav. But Rav Shlomo Zalman very early on suggested that here. Now the question is why? Why would it be that when it comes to most areas of halacha, you define it whether it's within the halachic definition of a mil. So, and here it's not even near it. It's not even near it. So some poskim who took a different approach, you don't even look at the municipality. Here's a fascinating way of looking at it. What happens in regards to the Eruv? What happens if the Ramot Eruv is connected to the rest of Yerushalayim? So some poskim said that since the Ramot Erev had begun to be connected to Yerushalayim itself, so that you don't even have to rely on something that's not a seemingly objective halachic standard, but once there is an Erev, so then that's already enough of a halachic chibur for it to be considered mechubar, and therefore, if I'm not mistaken, most people in Ramot follow this psak, that Ramot has a din of Yerushalayim, and therefore Purim is on Tesvav, and not in Yudalit, but actually we saw it Mamish develop. Actually someone has created quite a stir in Beit Shemesh, because they found remnants of walls not too far from Ramat Beit Shemesh. So someone at Taina, that it has a din, that Ramat Beit Shemesh has a din of Samuch Venera, and therefore Mi'ikur Dedina, you should have to have Purim Misafek, also Tezvav. There is a Rav. There is a Rav in Beit Shemesh who wrote a psak last year that based on this that there should be a chiyuv also Tezvav. I haven't heard that most Rabbanim have come along and said that there's a chiyuv in the minug right now is that Purim in Beit Shemesh. We consider Beit Shemesh
a kfar, and therefore it does. We read on Yudal, then Purim is on Yudal. Yes, Daniel.
The Mikra Megillah is also a mitzvah, right? Just to read it on this day.
No, so some poskims point out that you're right, but only halfway. That's Divrei Kabbalah. It's Divrei Kabbalah. Mitzvah d'oraisa l'chura b'pashtus, that's not. You know, despite the Gemara, kriyusa zuhi lula v'chulei, it's clear from the Gemara and the Rishonim that it's a din midivrei Kabbalah, but not it doesn't have the mechayiv of a d'oraisa. Now, whether it has a kiyum d'oraisa, that might be that some gedolei achronim might try to be masbir that mikra megillah has a kiyum d'oraisa in terms of kriyusa zuhi lula and other halachas, but no one's going to say that the mechayiv is a mechayiv d'oraisa.